This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I have a couple things I need to get to first. First and foremost, we're going to talk about gas prices and why that affects everything, why that changes everything, because it changes everything uniquely. We'll discuss that. We're going to discuss this amnesty money in the foreign aid bill. We're going to mix in plenty of your phone calls here. Going to talk about BlackRock, probably some emails. Before we do any of that, I want to do this really quickly. I was watching one of the great World War II documentaries of all time. In fact, not was, I am watching it. I have watched it several times, but it's been years, 5 years, I'd say, at least, before I watched it. World at War. You ever see World at War? It was, if you're a history buff and you like it when we sidetrack on history in the various ways, World at War is awesome. I'm not sure it's going to be for the kids unless they're history buffs too. Why? Well, what makes it bad is what makes it great. It was made, I believe, in the 70s. I'm almost positive it was made in the 1970s. I know, Chris. So you get cheesy 1970s music, and you get there's a lot of that. At the same time, do the math. World War II ends, 1940s. They make a documentary, 1970s. The reason World at War, and it's like a 25, 26-part documentary, you get the people who were there. You are watching a Nazi pilot be interviewed. You're watching people from the Roosevelt administration be interviewed. You're watching the guys who were there. In the blood and the guts and the decision making and the politics and the everything. And you're learning things you never heard otherwise, because these are people who were there and there fairly recently. We're talking 30 years ago. So they're all people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, very lucid, sharp, giving you the what for on what it was like. And I found one little tidbit. I was watching this a couple nights ago. I found one little tidbit to be so interesting, because there are rumors right now that gas, which is up a lot, it's up 18% in 4 months, that it's going to keep going up a lot. And you never know. Everyone argues, oh, it's going to go up, it's going to go down. I don't know. I don't know whether it'll go up a lot. But you and I should pay special attention to that, and not just for our pocketbooks, because the price of gasoline, the price of moving people to and fro, there's something about that that creates anger in the general public that nothing else can create. Nothing else can create. And as I was watching World at War, I thought it was fascinating, because I've heard all these quotes before. Barack Obama's famous for talking about this, how you could trace his poll numbers. His poll numbers would go up or down based on what gas prices were doing. Why is Jimmy Carter, good point, Chris. Chris brought up Jimmy Carter. Why is Jimmy Carter thought of as the worst president of all time? How many people can name the actual policies that Carter screwed up, which he screwed up all of them? Not that many. How many people can name the gas lines? Everybody. My dad to this day will bring up Jimmy Carter. Reminds me of Jimmy Carter, friggin' idiot. You know, the Jimmy Carter. Gas lines, scarcity of gas. It brought it up. I'm watching World at War, and they were interviewing one of these Roosevelt guys. And they started talking about what was going on back at home during the war and how there was rationing back then. We forget that. And I've never experienced that. I'm 42, so I'm not that old. I know we have a lot of people who are that old who will remember. But rationing sugar? It's wild, isn't it? But that's what the country was going through. And America was so behind the war effort after the Japanese attacked us. That the guy was discussing it. He said they were so behind this war effort, and we were all so united and so together, that Americans were actually very okay with the rationing. We didn't get hardly any pushback on any of that stuff at all until we got to gasoline. He said we could ration their bread. I'm paraphrasing here. We could ration their bread. We could ration their sugar. We could ration this. We could ration that. And the people would understand. They'd find alternate means. They would get by. They would do something else. He said as soon as we started trying to ration off their fuel, people would almost immediately turn to thievery to get more of it. There's something about getting people to and fro and their need to get to and fro that when you affect that, it creates an anger in them that nothing else does. You see it in Europe when there's shoot, it was there when we were there for Christmas. There was a train strike, some sort of one of the various train systems. They love their trains over there. I mean, they really, really love their trains. Their train system was on strike and shut down, and people were just, marching in the streets over it. They couldn't get over it. We talk a lot about black swan events here. What if there's a terrorist attack? What if there's this or that? Let's set all that stuff aside. What if there's a gas price surge? We've seen them before. You, me, we've seen them. We've gone through them under Bush. We've gone through them under Biden. They were real bad under Biden there for a while. You can lock down the United States of America. The American citizen does not like freedom anymore. They don't appreciate it. You can tell them to wear a mask, put a poison shot in their arm, or you'll fire them. You can do a lot of things to Americans. But it's been proven over and over and over again. If you take their gas away or make it unaffordable, you're going to have a problem on your hands. And that leads me to this. Hey, Jesse, I'm very uneasy about these riots on college campuses, is what the email said. I don't think it will stay on these college campuses. It will spread. I don't know that it's going to spread beyond the college campuses, but I will say, if this stuff ever gets bad, and I'm not saying this is about to happen, but if this stuff ever does get bad and it spreads, man, these blue areas are going to be real hot. Real, real hot. You gutted the police force. You filled up the place with animals. You let all the animals know that they can run around and poop on the sidewalk. Man, if there is ever actual unrest, I'm going to be fine. Unless I'm visiting Manhattan. And then it might be get out of Dodge time. Just something to keep in mind. All right, let's go on. We have other things we have to discuss here. Greg, Oregon, go.
Yeah, electoral votes. Democrats always get New York, California. Now, do we get the swing states that we have to win? Is that why they call them swing states? Or they just...
Yes, let me explain this to everyone. Kind of a basic concept. States have electoral college votes. You don't get elected president based on popular votes, based on how many votes you got. You get voted president, elected president based on electoral college votes. Your state gets a certain number of electoral college votes based on how many people are in your state. Therefore, the most important state, the biggest state by a mile, is California. Always goes to Democrats. Texas is a big one. Always goes to Republicans. Presidential elections, actually, they aren't really about the country because you already know 75% of the states which direction they're going to go. I hate to do a spoiler alert for you. Just a heads up, Texas is going to go red this year. And New York's going to go blue. The swing states are really all that matters. They are. Not that your efforts in the other states don't matter. So if you're volunteering for Trump in Oklahoma, that's fine. Volunteer. Put in the work. But voting itself, while you should still do it, it matters in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in North Carolina, in Arizona. Florida used to be a swing state, thanks to DeSantis. It's not anymore. But that's why they call them swing states. And that's why I've told you several times, one thing you need to always ignore are polls that are national. They love doing this because it creates a headline. It gives them your attention. These polling companies, these media companies. Did you see the latest poll? Trump is on Biden 7 points nationally. There's not a national election. So what does that matter at all? Show me the swing state polls. And those look very good right now, too, by the way. But the swing state polls, that's what it's actually about. All right, we'll talk about more garbage in the foreign aid bill, which sucks. We'll get to some more of these calls and so much more. Now, along the lines of things getting rough, what preparations have you made? People are always reaching out to me, Jesse, what preparations do you do? They email in, you call, what preparations do you do? And I am not, I don't think I would call myself a prepper. My wife would call me a prepper, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, I have a go bag. I have plenty of ammunition, batteries, cold weather, hot weather, emergency water. I have these things. And I have emergency food. Look, the emergency food is probably the most important part. We love, especially as dudes, I love to have my knife. Now, I love to have ammo. Why? Because that stuff's cool. Who doesn't want more? No, I need more ammunition. You know what's not cool? Calories. But the calories you need, the bullets you don't. Guaranteed the calories you need. My Patriot Supply has emergency food kits, and they normally sell the three-month ones. And I understand money doesn't grow on trees, so sometimes they have specials on shorter ones. They have four-week emergency food kits right now. $50 off per kit. Get 4 weeks worth of emergency food for yourself and everyone who lives in your home. If you live alone, just get one. You don't have to go nuts. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That's $50 off per kit. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember to email the show if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So buried in the old foreign aid bill was $3.5 billion to, quote, supercharge mass migration. That's from Senator Eric Schmidt, one of the good ones, from the Middle East. Keep in mind the GOP worked with Democrats on a, quote, foreign aid bill that would flood this country with more illegals. They didn't tell you that, did they? They told you the bill was about rebuilding the military. Everything based on deception. You know what? That actually reminds me of this. I saw this earlier, and before I get back to these calls and some other things I want to get to, these people, it is wild how much they deceive. So BlackRock, you know who BlackRock is. We talked about it before. There are three organizations, major financial institutions that are probably the three most evil companies in the country. And so much of the corporate communism you see, it starts in their boardrooms, and most normie Americans don't even know their names. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. We're talking $20 trillion in money that flows through there. The major corporations that you and me, we look at as major corporations, they work underneath these finance giants. True globalist commie scum. And all about the whole DEI, ESG thing here. Is this company gay enough? Why don't we have more women on the board? You name it. And they brag about that's what they do. So that's what they do. And they're busy. They're mired in controversy right now, especially BlackRock, because some GOP states, the red states, are starting to wake up. And they're starting to take their pension funds out of BlackRock's control. And these are billions and billions of dollars. A state's pension fund is enormous, depending on the state. But no matter what, it's huge. It's significant money. And GOP states are saying, no, we're leaving. No, we're leaving. No, we're leaving. And I saw this ad today online, and I'm telling you right now, it made me laugh. You may hear the music playing in the background. That's because it's on my phone. But what it is, it's a BlackRock ad. It was on social media. There's no voices in it, so if you hear any cheesy elevator music, that's what you're hearing. But this ad was targeted specifically. You want to hear how evil these people are and deceptive? Specifically for people in Texas. So unless you're in Texas right now, if you go pulling up your social media, you won't see this ad. This is one of those geo-targeted ads for people who live in Texas. Texas, the state that's attacking BlackRock. Now, I'm going to play for you the ad, and I'm going to describe everything I see in the ad. It's just 30 seconds. No voices at all. Remember, this is the most evil, dirty, commie scum company out there. Right away, first guy you see is a Texas oil field worker wearing a hard hat. Next, on behalf of BlackRock, they're talking about the Texas-based companies. Now they're showing a beautiful Texas city. Oh, look, there's a guy, he's an electrician working with some power lines. Up, look at the next one. It's a huge oil facility, and they say we're investing $119 billion in the energy sector. Of course, they're not telling you that they're sending $119 billion to China to drag solar panels back here. They're not telling you that, of course. You're looking, wow, look at these guys. Oh, look, this is the cherry on top. There's a couple adorable little kids and they're playing baseball. Look how cute that little boy is. He's just out playing some little league. Oh, look at that. The pretty nurse. Got to throw in a little sex appeal. Some adorable little blonde girl. Some guy needs to snatch her up. She just looks like she loves America and bacon pies. Oh, look. Firefighters. I forgot firefighters made an appearance. I'll turn it off, but you understand what I mean. All communism is based on deception. The BlackRock ad they ran for Texas, it didn't include solar panels, the latest diversity hire. It didn't include a pride parade with dudes shaking their penises in the faces of little kids. It was all that bread and butter Americana stuff, baby. Firefighters, baseball, oil fields, construction. We are so Texas. They lie. These commies lie at all times. All right, before I get back to the phones, speaking of lies, they're everywhere. They're all around us right now, and we have to learn how to deal with them. One of the biggest lies you can find is that you have to live with pain. You don't have to live with pain. That's a lie that you tell yourself. My foot's bothering me. It's just part of getting older. My back hurts. It sucks. Try some relief factor before you decide that you're just going to live with the joint pain, live with the muscle pain. You know, it's not drugs. It's four key drug-free all-natural ingredients. Your body's trying to fight the inflammation. You're getting a little older, so it's harder. Relief Factor gives your body what it needs, the natural things it needs to fight that inflammation. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF and get a 3-week quick start kit, all right? 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get some Relief Factor in your life. All right, let's try this again. Churning and burning. Mike, DC, go.
Hey, good show so far. I got a couple of questions I want to ask you, but before I get into the questions, because this is the election season, why don't you get your camp to contact President Trump and do a radio town hall meeting on your show?
You know, okay, I'm going to stay on the line, Mike. I'm going to let you ask your question. I have not had any presidential candidates on, even during the primary. I haven't had them on. It's not that I'm unwilling to do so. I don't like having a lot of politicians on, period, because what happens is it ends up being boring radio because they give you the same boilerplate talking points that they give everywhere else. And it's not that, you know, it's not that you're not honored. I mean, Trump's going to be the nominee for president, but I haven't asked because I don't want him, because I don't want to turn into the kiss butt of politicians show. Does that make sense, Mike?
Yeah, that makes sense. But see, if it's a call in and your callers are calling in and asking questions, they're going to ask the questions he might be uncomfortable asking, which
that's
the way it should be done.
That's fair.
That's why I think that talk radio is the best place to have a town hall meeting on.
That's fair. Anyway, go ahead. What's your question, boss?
Yeah, the question I want to ask, first of all, define oath of office that Congress takes.
Well, there's no define. You can go read it. You can go read the oath of office. It's an oath where you're pledging allegiance to the United States of America. It's virtually identical. In fact, I think it is identical. And I'm sorry, Mike, you ran up against the break. It's virtually identical. And I believe it is the same oath that you take when you join the military. Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But, you know, the problem is, an oath is what it is. It's only worth as much as the honor of the individual taking it. That's a fact. These guys, and then think about all these dirtball commies we see in there. You think they're getting all misty-eyed when they're taking an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution? Not in a million years. All right. 877-377-4373. We'll be back with some more of these and another little word out of the Supreme Court, which is disappointing. And boys and girls going the opposite way. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. Did you hear Andy Harris going after the CBP commissioner? I mean, gosh, this is where we are.
But if no red flags come up on that individual somewhere, that person will be admitted into the interior. Is that was my understanding, again, from what I was told at the border in January.
He or she will not be admitted into the interior.
With no red flags. I mean, no red flags come up anywhere. No red flags come from all this information sharing. So we're not admitting people into the interior who don't have identification.
Admit would be the wrong terminology. We could release somebody with a notice to appear.
Oh, a notice to appear. Okay, so we would be counting on this young Iranian to basically show up somewhere at a office in the interior after they're released into the interior. That sounds like a plan that's pretty dangerous.
Oh, we're not admitting them. What? I mean, we might give them a notice to appear. We hand these people a notice to appear sometimes. We hand them a court date. Oftentimes, it's 2 years away. And we just assume, we know they're not going to show up. So we're just letting everyone in the country in. All right, whatever. The Supreme Court's been good to us a bit lately. Been bad to us a bit lately. Going to have to push back on this one a little bit. A bunch of chaplains in the military, they sued because a bunch of chaplains in the military refused the COVID-19 vaccine. And it has, of course, destroyed their careers because we have an evil government now. It's bled down to the military where they're wrecking the careers of these wonderful professionals. And they sued. And the Supreme Court shot it down. So that's that. Hey, Jesse, I feel like you do. And I'm bothered daily by the plight of the everyman here in North Carolina. Old people working as Walmart greeters and Uber drivers, you know what I mean? The only way I've gotten through it is getting active in my church. We have a car care program that fixes people's cars for low or no cost twice a month. We've helped out so many less fortunate people. We also have a program that will do lawn care for widows and older people and do handyman work as well. It isn't much, but it is what I can do with the skills God graced me with. I sleep a little better at night, but still not great. His name is Ross. I love that. Look, I'll probably start talking about that more and more. It's been on my heart a lot too. As much as I'm bothered and you're bothered by all the suffering we see around us, we got to help other people as much as we can just to make ourselves feel better. And I remember we're a community here. Now let's talk about this before I get back to these calls, and I'll get back to these. We've discussed this issue before on the show, but it is happening. It's happening very quickly. Young women are racing to the left and young men are racing to the right. This is a major, major problem, and here's why. Now, the young men racing to the right, that's perfect. That's exactly where they need to be. But young men and young women, they already aren't dating like they used to. They're not getting married. They don't want to get married. The women want to go, yo, I want to start a career first. And what if I never get married? And the young men, you know, they want to screw around, go run around, chase this and that. And again, I'm not saying everyone has to get married. Everyone has a different life. I'm not saying that. Lots of career people out there. But we have to, as a nation, we have to be a nation of young people who are marrying each other and making babies. We need that. Ideologically, we're seeing them separate right in front of us. And they already weren't connecting. And now there's less and less for them to connect with. And I have a theory, and it's just a total theory. Probably make everyone mad. I don't care. But it's a theory I have. I believe that part of the reason the girls are racing left is because they're not spending as much time as they should around boys. It's because they're not spending as much time as they should around boys. Men and women are made for each other. That's how we're made. We need each other. Men, we need women. And women need men. They balance us out, and we balance them out. Have you seen the numbers? We've talked about the numbers before of how women vote in the country. It's fun to joke about eliminating the 19th Amendment and how wonderful that would be. But the truth is that single men vote Republican, married men vote Republican, married women vote Republican. Did you know that? Single women, however, by a wide margin. It looks like the number's not even real. It's like 70% vote Democrat every time. I believe that this is based partially on anxiety, that women are more anxious. They just are. And that a man helps take that away. And when they don't have it, they turn to the government. That's what I believe. Anyway, whatever the reasons are, it's really bad that these are 12th graders, senior girls, senior boys racing the opposite directions. When you are 17, 18, that's the age you're normally racing in the same direction. You just want a girl to walk by you. Please, she looked at me. That's everything. And for girls, the same thing. Oh my gosh, what do you think? He thinks I'm pretty? That's the time. Man, if that's not where we're at, that's not a good place to be, is it? Anyway, that reminded me of this one from Corinne Diversity Hire today. I don't have anything to say about it. I just thought it was revealing.
So I know that the Department of Agriculture has been on top of this. I know that they are not seeing any concerns to milk or any of the cattle or the meat that we're consuming. Well, I don't consume a meat, but some of you.
Corinne Diversity Hire. She doesn't consume meat. I just wanted you to know. Terry in Tennessee, go.
That's me, and I'm pissed off. I'm an old Marine from the 70s, and I do not understand why we are allowing the government to fly all these people in here, almost 200,000 just in the state of Florida. Why don't they just go right on across the Gulf of Mexico and drop them off in Mexico? Why can't we put these people on C-130s and send them where they belong instead of sending them to our other cities? We don't need all of this crap, and we have the ability to do it. I said I'm an old Marine from the 70s. I spent some time on a C-130. I know it's not all that bad. It ain't great, but it's not all that bad. We could pack plenty of people on those planes and send them where they need to be instead of sending them to our cities and eating up all of our valuable monies that we need to take care of our people. What is the problem?
Terry, I know this will be no comfort to you whatsoever, but if I was running the immigration program in this country, I would 100% seek out a Vietnam-era Marine from the 70s who lives in the state of Tennessee to run said immigration policy. For some reason, I think it would be run so much better than it is now. Brandon, Florida, go.
Hey, Jesse, quick question for you. Building 7, the 47-story skyscraper that fell at free fall speed on 9/11, on the afternoon of 9/11, how does that fall free fall speed when it fell in its own footprint? How does it fall without a plane hitting it?
I don't know. I'm not an engineer. What are you asking me for? I'm a doctor. Listen,
at Pima Community College. What Chris, Jewish Rooster Chris is always trying to undersell my education. I would have had 3 full years of community college credits if I hadn't had to drop algebra twice. What, Chris? That was a very difficult Algebra 100 class. The teacher was, I feel like it was a political thing, because I know I got some of those answers right. And the teacher, she never thought so. She never thought so. She didn't know what she was doing, and that's hurt my resume over time. Either way, I'm just a doctor. All right? All right. All right. We have one more segment left, and we'll have fun. And I'll get to a bunch of these if I can, and we're going to get to some emails. But first, we have to, you know what? I talk about chalk and how you need male vitality stacks. I don't think Terry from Tennessee needs one. The salty old Marine from the 70s who wants to load all the illegals in a C-130 and drop them all in Mexico. Terry's doing fine. But for the rest of you fellas, you need testosterone. We all do, gentlemen. Look, in all seriousness, we all do. And it does. It's so much more important than we make it. We make it about, you know, muscles or women or I want to make babies. It's about your mind, man. Your focus, your energy levels. When you take a Chalk Male Vitality Stack every day, that's Ashwagandha, Chalk Daily, and Tongkat 100. That's the three things in the stack. I take them every single day. Gosh, your mind feels so good. It feels like it's supercharged. Go get a Chalk subscription on some natural herbal supplements and experience the difference, man. The stuff is amazing. It really is. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse saves you a ton of money on the lifetime of the subscription. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And you know us bringing you the hard-hitting news as a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
The House of Representatives, by a wide, wide margin, just passed some ridiculous anti-Semitism hate speech bill that is going to be lauded by everyone as some wonderful thing, and it's obviously a disaster. There's no such thing as hate speech. You can hate anybody you want. You can criticize anybody you want. And more importantly, there's no such thing as a good bill that passes from a Congress this evil. But once again, Americans can't afford groceries. They're getting second jobs. They've drained their savings. Credit card debt is at record levels now. We're looking at trouble everywhere we can find. And the only thing the House GOP seems interested in is Columbia's university campus. I cannot stand it. It blows me away how nobody in D.C. talks about you. In normal people.
We announced today a whole of the House initiative. We're going to use all of our committees of jurisdiction. We are going to investigate these universities. They're getting a lot of federal funding. They have very generous tax benefits as nonprofits, and they're allowing student visas from foreign students, I think, to be abused. I think we have a role to play. We're going to continue to do our job in the Congress, in the House, the House Republicans.
Mike Johnson just funded the FBI in full. Funded their new headquarters. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is kicking in the doors of pro-lifers. It looks like they flat out executed that guy in Utah. They've infiltrated churches across the country. We know that from documentation that's been released now. They've had meetings to discuss which counterterrorism label they should put on school board moms who get angry about their children being taught gay stuff in school. But Mike Johnson and the GOP, they're going to be all over you if you criticize Israel. What kind of insanity is this crap? What is this garbage? Is this the most useless party in the history of mankind? I swear, I'm telling you. You know what? Ken, Pennsylvania, go. Did I mess the button up? Ken, are you gone? Doesn't sound like he's there. Chris, I don't think he's there. Terry, New York, go.
Yes, the agencies have always been under the radar. Those guys, you look up the CIA in the 1950s, those are the guys that brought acid back. So,
do you know that he said those are the guys that brought acid back, the CIA in the 50s? You've heard of Whitey Bulger. Everyone's heard of Whitey Bulger. Shout out to the great WRKO in Boston. Howie Carr did a great, great, great little podcast series on Whitey Bulger. I forget what it was called. It was awesome. It was freaking cool. Go look it up. It's really cool. Anyway, Whitey Bulger was a big mobster in South Boston. Whitey Bulger was, before he was this big mobster, big shot in South Boston, he was a prisoner. He was always a criminal. He's just one of those guys. And he was a prisoner at the federal penitentiary in Atlanta. They put Whitey Bulger on so much LSD, you can't even imagine it. That's not a conspiracy theory from the internet. The Central Intelligence Agency went to prisoners across the country, and they had to sign agreements. They didn't just give it to them, but you had to sign up to agree to do it. And they would just give you acid. And this was during all that Cold War stuff when they were trying to, the CIA, intelligence agencies became obsessed with brainwashing and de-brainwashing and interrogation and like all that stuff you see in the movies. They were really experimenting with that. Can I take a guy? Can I take producer Michael and sit him in a room and strap him down and tape his eyelids open and make him watch a bunch of crazy stuff and inject a bunch of acid into him and then kind of program some response into him where I say, hey, Michael, the crazy bread's delicious today. That'll make him go on a murderous rampage and he'll assassinate some Russian peer. That was really what they attempted to do. And these things happened in the country. Look up Operation Paperclip. I am, as a Houstonian, I'm very, very proud of the things NASA has accomplished with the space exploration and that rocket technology and stuff. We really seem to have a big leg up on everyone with the rocket technology. I wonder where we got that information. Anyway, do you have rough greens for your dog? You want to see your dog's energy take off like a rocket? Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Rough Greens is an all-natural nutritional supplement. You don't have to replace your dog's food, but dog food is dead food. There is no nutrition in it. It's empty calorie crap. But your dog likes the flavor, so that's fine. Pour Rough Greens on it, and soon your dog will have vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes and antioxidants. You might see that bad breath go away. Achy joints go away. Low energy go away. The same way it goes away for you when you start getting real nutrition in your body. Call them. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? All right. Now, let's see how many of these I can get through.
And now...
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
12% of LGBTQ youth attempted suicide last year, according to a nationwide survey. Maybe we should stop taking these kids who are suffering and pushing them over the cliff. Maybe we should get them real, actual help before they harm themselves, because an alarming number of them harm themselves. Florida student targeted with cease and desist by Taylor Swift reveals the climate crusader flew 178,000 miles in 1 year. Some student in Florida decided to start tracking Taylor Swift's private jets. She's hitting with a cease and desist now. His name is Jack Sweeney. But just remember, communism's always for everyone else. It's never, ever, 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 ever for the elite. It's always just been a way to suck money out of your pocket and put it into their pocket. Ex-members of Congress gripe about $174,000 salary and the cost of living in D.C. It's very difficult. I was going to actually agree with them that these people should have a pay raise, and then I saw that it was actually Ken Buck who made the complaint, so I don't care at all. I hope he's broke. I hope he goes bankrupt. Gonzalez unveils $786,000 ad buy as conservatives line up behind a primary opponent. We have a big primary going on right here in Texas, a huge one. One of the worst people in Congress, worst Republicans in Congress, Tony Gonzalez, has a legitimate primary contender, Brandon Herrera, who's after him, and he's got him super scared, and that's a good thing. Model forced to apologize after saying Ukrainian women are better looking. She's apparently a Russian model who said Ukrainian women are better looking. Are they better looking? I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. I just would worry about marrying a Russian. Either way, keep your chin up and we will be back to do it again tomorrow, okay? That's all.